Some of our fondest memories, if we're honest, hopefully, are growing up at home, when we were children, when we had our loving parents there and our brothers and sisters. We have really wonderful memories, hopefully. Now, our parents are not perfect, and as we've gotten older, we ourselves have seen how difficult life can be. And just because we're a certain chronological age does not remember or mean that we've got everything figured out and that everything goes smooth, right? Of course it doesn't. But as children, we had our parents there, and we were comforted by their presence. I remember going to sleep many a night, and I could hear Mom and Dad talking in the den. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I could hear their voices. And it was comforting. It was very comforting to know that someone is there, a protection, right? A deliverer, if you will, a screen, someone who will take care of things. Hopefully most of us, if not all of us, have pleasant memories. Not that they may not be mixed with some other things, because as I said, our parents weren't perfect. Well, think of ourselves as collective humanity. We grew up in the Garden of Eden, right? God was there with us. He walked in the garden. We heard His voice. We saw His face. We felt His presence. And likewise, we took comfort from that fact in the Garden of Eden. And we were very much small children, created with the potential to be like God, created in His image and likeness. Now, part of that image and likeness is the free will that God gave us. And as children, we exercised it as children might. We disobeyed. We decided we wanted to do something that we shouldn't have done. So we effectively kicked ourselves out of the house. We kicked ourselves out of the house. So instead of being nice and warm and comforted in the house, right, where there's the lovely kitchen with all the beautiful smells, the fellowship of the family, now we're at best wandering around in the yard. And guess what happens? It gets dark, and things go bump in the night. And at the end of the yard, what are there? There's a woods, right? And we're not really sure what's in those woods. In the daylight, it might be fun to go in there and experiment, maybe a little exciting, see different things. But you know, we realize there are things moving in those woods, and they might be bigger than we are. I don't know. I really don't want to go in those woods at night, especially, right? So we're not really sure what to do. We kind of hang in this middle zone of the yard. We want to be in the house, but the door is locked. We can't get back in anymore, if we even remember where the door is. And sometimes some of us wander too close to the edge of the woods. Maybe we fall in the creek that's back there. Maybe we just wander deeper and deeper into the woods and we never see them again. We never know. Well, God knows this. He's in the house and He's looking out the window at us. And He knows we've gotten confused and can't find our way back. So what does He do? Well, just a few days ago we celebrated Holy Nativity, where God incarnated Himself as a small child. He enters our world. He comes out of the house. He comes out of heaven. And He comes into our world. He comes down to earth to remind us who He is, to show us again, hey, here I am. So, we had Holy Nativity, the beginning of Christ's incarnate ministry. God never, never stopped reaching out to us through the law and the prophets and the natural law, as it will. He was always trying to call us back home, and still is. But with the Nativity, He incarnated. He came to our world. 8 days later, we celebrated His holy circumcision, where He validated the law and the prophets. He says, look, guys, I gave you these rules, and I'm going to follow them myself. They're not impossible. You can do this. And then a few days later, this past Friday, we celebrated Holy Theophany, or Epiphany. The two words are interchangeable. This is the beginning of Christ's public ministry, His public ministry. And if you look into it, it's a very short passage we read this morning. Christ's public ministry began with the exact same word that John the Baptist was renowned for. Repent. That's the first thing Christ said in his public ministry. Repent. Repent. Now, at the Theophany, we were back in the garden again, right? We see the presence of Christ, or the presence of God in Christ. We hear the voice of God the Father, and we see or feel the presence of the Holy Spirit descending like a dove. And Christ says, repent. Repentance is the key to unlocking the door to get back in the house. Repentance is admitting and recognizing that we are children. It doesn't matter if we're 5 years old or 95 years old. We are still children. And we have our strengths and weaknesses. And we are to know those in our heart, to be honest with ourselves, and to come to confession to Father. And to confess our sins. That's how we find healing. It's just like with fasting, too. Don't worry about when someone else or what they need to repent about. That's not your concern. That's very easy. That's easier to do than focusing on your own repentance. Don't worry about your husband or wife. Don't tell them what they need to repent about. That's not your place. Just like when we fast, you don't look at their plate and say, oh, honey, should you have that steak? That's not. You have eyes for your plate. You have eyes for your heart. You come to Father. I can't hear confession. I don't have that authority. But come to Father. Hear confession. Father, I lose my temper. Father, I get depressed. I despair. Sometimes I wonder if my faith is still there. Life is hard. I get frustrated. I feel lonely. I can't be the only one who experiences these things. All of us do. It's our common humanity. Come to Father and confess this. And that will strengthen your faith because repentance leads to faith. Now, the fact that you're here today on this beautiful Sunday, do you realize that you are back in the Garden of Eden? Do you realize that Theophany is here today? You just experienced it. Every divine liturgy, we celebrate a beautiful holy sacrament of Eucharist. We see Christ in the cup, if not the icons. Christ is in the cup. We taste Him. We feel the presence of the Spirit in the holy worship. We are back in the holy garden right now, here together. Keep that in your heart when you feel blue or sad during the week or in between the divine liturgy. This should be the pinnacle of our week. Not having a drink and watching a movie, or having a drink and watching some football, or even having dinner with our families. As beautiful and nice and good as those things can be, this should be the pinnacle of our week. If we focus on this, Holy Eucharist, rejoining with God through Christ and the Holy Spirit, then all those other things will find their proper place. And when those clouds of despair, of anger, whatever it may be, come our way, we can hold on through the storm. It's not that our faith goes away. It's just that we look at the clouds more than we remember our faith. It's there together. So think about that. In repentance. In repentance. That we are children. And that God wants us to be home with Him. And we will be one day. This life is one big, long exercise in patience. Patience to be able to turn 16 and drive a car, right? Patience to graduate high school. Patience to graduate college. Patience to find somebody to marry. Patience to have children. Patience that they will grow up and be fine. I mean, it's just one series of patience after another. Finally, at some point, you realize we are waiting to die. We are waiting to die. I lost two loved ones last year, and I feel like I took this giant step forward in the line of my family waiting to die. There are two people, my beloved in-laws, who are not there anymore. I am two more steps advanced in this line. And something happened, and now I am looking forward. I'm not looking forward to death in the sense that I want to die, but my perspective switched. It did a 180. I'm looking that way at getting older rather than looking back. Oh, wasn't high school great? Oh, I remember this music. This takes me right back to college. Wasn't that fun? I remember that. I still do that, But it switched. I'm looking that way. I'm looking at the kingdom now. Not that all those things, getting married, having children, aren't good. They are. They're wonderful. They're beautiful. That's what we're supposed to do. But I'm looking ahead. But hey, I mean, God willing, that's, 35, 40, 50, whatever. That's a long way. So that's a lot of patience, right? That's a lot of patience. And I'm not the only one. So it's patience. And in the meantime, loved ones going ahead of us. And there's that hole in our heart. But we wait. We know they're there. They're at home. They're in the den. And hopefully they'll share the remote control when we get there, right? Who knows? Think about these things, though. Don't lose heart. Hold on to your faith and repentance and patience. 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 The clouds will pass. The clouds will drift away. Things will change. Patience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.